George Surtees, Trojan Horse, with an epigraph by William Dunbar. London, thou art the flower of cities all. New Troy, cried Dunbar. And so it was we entered as if by stealth, wandering the suburbs of her good pleasure, disorientated, less an invading army than dizzy tourists of our own helplessness, descented, tending to trip and stumble over curbs, our childish hands curled into childish fists, our very strangeness oddly understated. By the railway cuttings at Hendon, we sat down and thought how to weep when we remembered Zion, but quite what Zion was we had forgotten. The air we breathed contained the trace of it. Fair was the soil, a particular shade of brown that brought it back. Meanwhile, the British Lion roared in a cinema, so we should profit from its power, though the seats smelled rotten. We stood in Trafalgar Square, completely covered in pigeons, but looking all too pleased to find such wholehearted acceptance. We were the boys of the awkward squad, growing at an angle. Occasionally, perhaps, one of us shivered in the sheer tide of her, in the vast mind of street maps it took an alien to untangle, as if she were not one, but several Troys. And sometimes now I see us as we were, transported to the present, trying to keep warm inside, selling big issues to ourselves, sleeping in doorways even when in bed, the street maps we know dissolving in a blur. We're standing on an underground platform. We're under Troy, tunneling through her head, riding with our tickets, running with the wolves.